that they control are not going to hear the cases. They know they can get away with it officially, because the people doing it are the ones who would be in charge of stopping it. So they're going to get away with it. And they want the outrage. They want the Trump supporters to be infuriated. They're doing it deliberately, on purpose, in a psychological operation to outrage Trump supporters, to get them to do something violent to justify the crackdown that they're planning. So if Kamala Harris is declared the winner, nobody's going to buy it. Everybody's going to know they're cheating. Everybody already knows that they are cheating at this moment. They're going to get outraged, and they're going to use the outrage, the questioning of the election, whatever Trump supporters choose to do, as an excuse to pull off a January 6th nationwide. The other option is Trump wins, in which case they've told us what they're going to do. Civil war conditions, use the 14th Amendment, try to stop Trump from getting into office. They've announced that they will object to the slate of electors if Trump wins. They're going to try everything they can to stop him from getting in, including claiming that he's rigging the election. I mean, Obama said Trump is going to cheat. I'll tell you what, the person who works at your shop and is demanding that you put in security cameras is not the one you have to worry about stealing from you. The one you have to worry about stealing from you is the guy who sits there and goes, it's racist to have security cameras. Also, that guy is going to steal from you. If you actually, like, it's just one of these, this is what I mean by, like, it's exhausting. It's like, okay, if we're actually supposed to take them on their word, like, we're just dealing with these just relentless pathological liars. If Obama actually believes that Trump is going to cheat, then why are the Democrats calling every attempt to establish election integrity called racist and shut down and are prevented by the Democrat? Like, it's just obvious. It's just all of this is exhausting and obvious and outrageous that they're just able to lie with impunity over and over forever. But that's what they do. From Infowars.com, swing states Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia under fire for election oddities. With the 2024 presidential election just 2 weeks away, Americans have their eyes peeled for malfeasance. Several swing states are being criticized for apparent election irregularities, even as ex-owner Elon Musk questions a bizarre anomaly with Michigan voter rolls. Responding to a lawsuit claim that there are more registered voters than eligible citizens on Michigan's voter rolls, Musk simply asked, is that true? Tagging the community notes feature to get to the bottom of the question. Michigan's George Soros-funded Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson responded to Musk, claiming he was spreading dangerous disinformation by simply asking a question. Jocelyn Benson, by the way, is one of these members of the Secretary of State Club. They all got their start at ACLU. Benson and a number of other state, you know, secretaries of state, you know, they celebrate. They're like, yeah, we all started at ACLU, and then we all got appointed secretaries of state, and now we all use our position to guarantee that Trump will never win again. That's like their main mission. That is their stated objective. They are all working in coordination, in collaboration, in a conspiracy to stop Trump from winning, because, you know, what's a couple laws being broken if you're stopping Hitler, right? And it's just one of the various election oddities that just so happened to only occur in the states the Democrats need to win, only occur in the five states that just happen to shut down voting in the middle of the night, only for the responses to completely flip by the time you woke up in the morning in 2020. Just happens to be these certain particular states that happen to have all of these irregularities, all of these strange rule changes, all of these attempts to stop voter integrity, to stop cleaning up the voter rolls. Like, we don't have to play along with the charade. We don't have to take their statements seriously. We don't have to treat them like they are honest actors trying to actually fulfill the duties and obligations of the offices for which they hold. They aren't even pretending to do that. They brag about it. And we covered it extensively at the time that the videos were leaked of people like Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, bragging about the fact that all the secretaries of state were working in coordination, talked to each other constantly, were figuring out what exactly to do by what the others were doing, all in an effort, stated, deliberate, advertised effort to stop Donald Trump from being in office. Why are we putting up with this? Musk posted a response to Benson showing a Community Notes message revealing the state did not plan on purging 600,000 voters from its rolls until the year 2027. It's the illegal voters. It's the migrant voters. It's the vote counting fraud. It's the scanning ballots. It's what we showed you yesterday with the adjudication of ballots, allowing the ballot supervisors to change the answers. They're doing all of these things. So again, when we talk about like looking forward into the future, the options are Kamala Harris wins, nobody buys it, they cheat in an obvious, blatant fashion, and then tell you that pointing out that they're cheating is disinformation and go after you and try to charge you and arrest you and do what they did in Britain with the protesters there, a nationwide January 6th style roundup of people for their free speech activity under the guise of disinformation and election integrity, as they refuse election integrity. The other option is Trump wins. If Trump wins, which he absolutely should, according to all of the polls and all of the logic, it's just everything points to that. If he does win, they're going to try to keep him out of office. They're going to activate Antifa. They're going to launch a full-scale 2020-style George Floyd mobs in every city. And if anybody tries to defend yourself or fight back against them or send out the National Guard, then of course they'll, you know, try to shut that down. They might just kill Trump, which has been my prediction for a long time. Let him win, then kill him, piss off all of the Republicans to an insane degree, and then arrest them all for the threat of violence. The other option, which looks increasingly likely, is that a truly devastating world war breaks out in the next 2 weeks. China's saying they're going to make a big move very shortly. Xi Jinping telling his military to prepare for full-scale war in the very near future. At exactly the same time that Israel is announcing that they are planning to imminently launch a massive and devastating attack against Iranian sites, to which Iran has said that they will respond powerfully. The U.S. military is saying that this will be a conflict that will be devastating in the last many months. If that happens in the next 2 weeks, things could unfold very quickly. And it's not out of the question that through terrorist acts in the United States, through activating operative networks of migrants here in the United States, we could be in a lockdown scenario 2 weeks from now, and the election could be temporarily postponed, only to never actually happen. That is not out of the question. It's not even being avoided by the people in power. They seem desperate to bring about this eventuality. So I'm a little bit concerned, and you just need to be prepared for any of these eventualities. The final and sort of depressing part of all of this is that say we avoid all of these eventualities. Say we, the vote is so big that they can't rig it. And there is such a thing as too big to rig. There is such a thing as so many votes for Donald Trump that they cannot get enough votes for Kamala Harris. So you have to vote. You have to get out. You have to do this. Let's say we avoid World War III. Let's say we avoid the Kamala Harris being, you know, cheating to win. Let's say we avoid Trump being killed in the interim between the election and the inauguration and avoid the Civil War level conflict that Jamie Raskin and others are rubbing their hands and eager to bring about. Let's say Donald Trump gets into office through a series of miracles in January. Do you know what happens then? What happens then is they collapse the economy, blame it on Trump, and bring about depression-level poverty in the United States by no longer holding back the inevitable collapse of the U.S. dollar. So be prepared for all of that. I don't know which one they'll do, but this is the issue. We've got evil, evil people operating and occupying the highest levels in government and the corporate world. And they have a variety of cards to play against Trump. All we have is trust.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades.